The great philosophers rejected the gospel. In the ages of darkness that had preceded the advent of Christ, the divine ruler had passed lightly over the idolatry of the heathen, but now he expected repentance, not only from the poor and humble, but from the proud philosopher and princes. He has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all men by raising him from the dead. As Paul spoke of the resurrection from the dead, some mocked, but others said, "We will hear you again about this." Thus the Athenians, clinging to their idolatry, turned from the light. Boasting of learning and refinement, they were becoming more corrupt and more content with the vague mysteries of idolatry. Some who listened to Paul were convicted, but they would not humble themselves to accept the plan of salvation. No eloquence, no argument, can convert the sinner. The power of God alone can apply the truth to the heart. The Greeks sought after wisdom, yet the message of the cross was to them foolishness. In their pride of intellect may be found the reason why the gospel met with little success among the Athenians. Worldly wise men who come to Christ as lost sinners will become wise unto salvation, but those who extol their own wisdom will fail of receiving the light and knowledge that he alone can give. Thus Paul met the paganism of his day. His labors in Athens were not wholly in vain. Dionysius, one of the most prominent citizens, and some others accepted the gospel. The Athenians, with all their knowledge, refinement, and art, were yet sunken in vice. God, through his servant, rebuked the sins of a proud, self-sufficient people. The words of the apostle, as traced by the pen of inspiration, bear witness of his courage in loneliness and adversity, and the victory he gained for Christianity in the very heart of paganism.